Okay, our friends. So it is here, the last story in the storybook. And it is called Lady and the Tramp, a Trusty Babysitter. And this is the very last story in the Disney Bedtime's favorite story. And it's a Lady and the Tramp story, so we love that. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Henny me.
So here we go, guys. It was a beautiful evening. Lady and Tramp were dressed up for dinner. It was their anniversary, and Tramp had made reservations at Tony's. He had booked the same table where they had dined on their very first date. Lady was busy making sure their puppies, Scooter, Fluffy, Ruffy, and Scamp, were fed, bathed, and ready to be tucked into bed. "Now be good to your babysitter," she said.
"We will, Mama,"
Ruffy, Fluffy, and Scooter replied.
"You too, Scamp," Tramp said, eyeing his son. And just then a knock sounded at the dog door.
"Uncle Trusty,"
barked the puppies, wagging their tails, and they pounced on him affectionately and licked his floor-sweeping ears.
"You're our babysitter?"
Scamp asked.
"I am indeed,"
Trusty replied.
"Don't let him give you any trouble,"
Tramp said.
"Trouble? Why, this little youngin wouldn't dream of giving Uncle Trusty any trouble,"
said the old dog.
"Would you, Scamp?"
And I think it's funny that Scooter, Fluffy, and Ruffy all look just like their mama, right? Mm-hmm. They all look like Cocker Spaniels. Mm-hmm. But Scamp looks like...
Dad.
Yeah, he looks like Tramp. And Tramp got into so much trouble, didn't he? Mm-mm. Lady and Tramp kissed their puppies goodnight and headed towards the dog door.
"Don't let the puppies stay up too late," Lady told her old friend. "One bedtime story, and then it's straight to bed."
"Oh, don't you worry, Miss Lady,"
Trusty said.
"If my grandpappy taught me anything, it's how to put a dog to bed. I'll have him snoring away like an old sawmill in no time."
Trusty followed the puppies to the parlor and settled on a cozy cushion right next to their bed.
"Now then, where was I?"
he said.
"You were going to tell us a bedtime story,"
Scooter said.
"Oh, yes," Trusty chuckled. "A bedtime story. Fine idea. Don't mind if I do. Let me see now. How does it begin? Once upon a..."
"Time?"
Fluffy suggested.
"No."
Uncle Trusty shook his head.
"Oh, wait. Maybe yes. That sounds familiar, yet once upon a time..."
He restarted.
"Where was I again?"
Oh, do you know what I think is happening?
What?
I think that maybe Uncle Trusty's memory isn't quite as quick as it once was. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when people get older, their memories start to feel a little fuzzy and furry, and then they don't remember stuff as well as they did when they were younger. It's very, very common. While Trusty tried to remember his story, Scooter, Fluffy, and Ruffy yawned and closed their eyes, and soon they were fast asleep. Trusty smiled down at the pups.
"Well, now that wasn't so hard," he said. "I don't know why Lady went on so. I do declare there's nothing to putting pups to bed. Sweet dreams, little young'uns."
Trusty leaned over the puppy's basket to give each one a gentle peck.
"Oh, wait a doggone minute,"
he said, as he came to the third and final furry forehead.
Weren't there four of you before?
Scamp was gone. I knew it. I knew he was going to be a troublemaker.
Which way did he go?
Trusty asked, turning around. He turned two more times, but Scamp still wasn't there. Trusty put his nose to the floor in search of Scamp's trail. Because, you know, he's a bloodhound, so he can sniff out where the dogs are. Unfortunately, Trusty's sense of smell had been gone for years now. Oh, that's right, I'd forgotten about that. But that never stopped him before. That wasn't going to now. Trusty sniffed and sniffed, following his nose straight into the piano.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am,
he said. Oh, no, he thumped it good and hard, didn't he? He knocked over the... Uh-oh. Trusty made his way to the kitchen. Yeah, in the picture we can see something bad has happened here. The flowers that were sitting on the piano have fallen off onto the piano. Lord, that's not good. That'll ruin your keyboard. Slowly, Trusty made his way to the kitchen, which looked as if a storm had just blown through it. There were smashed eggs everywhere. Milk bottles lay empty, their contents forming puddles on the floor. Big sacks of flour had been torn apart. This puppy made a huge mess, didn't he?
I'd say the pup's been here, Trusty said with a sigh.
Scamp wasn't there anymore, but he had left behind a trail of flowery paw prints. That makes it easier to follow him, right? Trusty followed the prints into the living room. It looked even worse than the kitchen. Jim Deere's newspaper was in tatters and his slippers were torn to shreds. Darling's knitting had been unraveled. Yarn crisscrossed the room like a giant spider web.
Which way did he go?
Trusty said again. He followed the yarn around and around the room until at last it led him back into the hall and to the doggy door.
Scamp!
Trusty called, eyeing the holes dug all over the yard.
Scamp, you come back in here, you hear me? Listen to Uncle Trusty now.
But if Scamp heard Trusty, he wasn't letting on. Trusty was about to call Scamp again when he noticed a hole at the base of the wooden fence. His old heart began to thump loudly. Trusty hurried over to the fence as fast as his stiff old legs would allow.
Doggone it! The pup's gone and flown the coop,
he moaned. Oh, what was he going to do? Trusty poked his head through the hole and then quickly pulled it back. He had seen Lady and Tramp strolling down the street toward home. Poor Trusty! His beloved lady had left her dear little puppies in his care and protection, and he had let her son run away. Trusty plodded back into the house and sat by the doggy door to meet the couple and break the bad news to them.
Trusty,
Tramp said, beaming as he and Lady stepped through the door. How did it go? Before Trusty could answer, Lady pranced up and kissed his cheek.
Dear Trusty, we really can't thank you enough. Let us go peek in on the puppies, shall we? Then you can tell us how everything went.
Trusty hung his head and followed Lady into the parlor, dreading the story he had to tell. How was he going to explain that he had lost Scamp? Suddenly, Lady turned around.
Trusty, she said. How did you ever do this?
Do what?
He said, confused. Lady pointed to the puppy's basket.
Why, get Scamp to go to bed, of course. Even we had trouble making him settle down.
Well,
Would you look at that? Tramp said, eyeing his son.
Well done, old chap. I'll tell you something. We'll definitely be asking you to babysit again.
They don't know what a huge mess is waiting for them in the next room. But they're going to find out, right? Well, friends, that is
the end.
The end.